Spring is well underway in much of the country, but way up north in Vermont, winter is only now loosening its icy grip. And that means it's time for Little Joe's Pond, tucked between the towns of West Danville and Cabot, to step into the spotlight. As the thaw takes hold, Vermonters head to general stores throughout the state to buy tickets for the Joe's Pond Ice Out Contest. Living on Earth's Emmett Fitzgerald, Vermont-born and bred, has the story.
All you have to do to win the Joe's Pond Ice Out Contest is guess the precise time that a flag attached to a cinder block resting in the middle of Joe's Pond in West Danville, Vermont, will fall through the melting ice. The Ice Out title goes to the best guess.
Whoever comes closest, or usually it's right on, the exact minute.
Jane Brown is the current co-chair of the Joe's Pond Association's Ice Out Committee. When the contest began in 1988, only a few hundred people took part. But she says the competition has grown.
This year, we've sold almost 12,000 tickets.
Tickets go for $1 apiece. The organizers take out their expenses, then the pot is split between the Joe's Pond Association and the contest winner. This year, it's a decent chunk of change.
It'll be just under $5,000 after the split.
I grew up in Montpelier, about 30 miles away from Joe's Pond. As a kid, I saw Ice Out tickets for sale in local shops and wondered about the contest. So I decided to check it out. I met Jane at her house, and her husband Fred took me down to the pond.
My role mainly is to help my wife, and in addition to that, I'm the webmaster for the Joe's Pond Association.
He takes me to the shore where the dark ice stretches to the opposite bank. It's a balmy 65 degrees, but it's still frozen. The only open water is right at the edge, where a fountain shaped like an otter spits water into the pond. Fred points out the red flag sticking up from a cinder block about 100 yards out. Then we head back to the deck of a small house where the official Ice Out clock is set up.
Actually, this is a new clock this year also.
Oh.
It's a weatherproof clock.
A series of wires connect the clock to a rope that runs all the way out to the flag.
And you see the wires coming from the clock.
Right.
Down to the other deck and out to the flag.
When the flag breaks through into the lake or floats away on a loose chunk of ice, the rope goes taut.
When that connection down there is pulled, well, this clock will stop. So that will be the official ice out time.
The rules of the Joe's Pond Ice Out have been in place since a man named Jules Chateau started the contest in 1988. Chateau and his friends would come out to the pond during the winter for beer and cards.
Probably they had a little cabin fever, and so they just started saying, let's guess what time the ice will go out. It spread from them, and pretty soon they started having tickets in the stores, and here we are today.
The place that sells the most Ice Out tickets today is the Hastings store in West Danville. A wooden sign on the front porch reads, Ice Out tickets sold here, in painted red letters. It's squeezed next to the Joe's Pond craft shop and doubles as the town's only post office. The Hastings store is the hub of this one street downtown.
Yeah.
Hastings looks like what it is, an old-fashioned family business.
It's been in my family since October 13th, 1913.
That's Jane Larrabee, formerly Jane Hastings. She says that her family has been tracking the ice for generations. Before the contest got going, her father and a friend of his would bet on whether the ice would go out before May 1st.
And they'd bet a dollar, and they would tack that dollar to the ceiling, right about there. Then whoever would win would let it ride till next year. So we had those $2 stuck to the ceiling for years.
Jane and her husband have sold over 1,000 Ice Out tickets at the Hastings store this year. Most of these go to locals, but the Joe's Pond Ice Out contest has begun to go global.
I did sell a ticket one fall foliage, and in May I got a phone call, and I said, well, where are you calling from? And he said, South Africa. So we're known, you know, far and wide.
Jane shows me one of the tickets. It has the dates of the last three ice outs on it, but that's all the help you're going to get. She says her customers have some unique ways of making predictions.
It's birthdays, anniversaries, lucky numbers. Sometimes we have the dowsers come in and they'll douse with a pendulum over a calendar. You know, it's just one of those things, whatever floats their boat.
These days, competitors have a new variable to contend with, global warming. Over the past few years, Vermont winters have been getting milder, and the ice out times are creeping up the calendar. In 2010, the ice went out on the earliest date on record, April 5th.
That was the year they had, three or four days of 80-degree weather. That's very unusual. In fact, my husband sold that ticket. He told the fellow that never, ever gone out that early. And the fellow said, well, it's just a donation then. I won $5,000. So.
All right. But this winter has been cold, and Jane's hoping the ice will hold on till May. Each year, she buys one ticket.
But I always pick May 2nd at 12:51 because that's when my son was born. It hasn't won in 35 years, but then there's always this year.
There's usually only one ice out winner, although there can be ties. But the contest is good for the whole community. It brings Central Vermont a bit of publicity and gives neighbors something to chat about during the winter when they're picking up their mail at the Hastings store. And the other half of the money funds the 4th of July fireworks display.
If you win the jackpot, fine, but if you don't, you still get to see the fireworks, and they're reflected off the pond, so you actually see them twice, which is wonderful.
When the ice melts, the process begins all over again. Hastings never has to take the sign down because they start selling tickets for the following year right after the winner has been announced.
Could I interest you in a ticket?
For next year?
Just as soon as the ice goes out, they print new ones.
Well, next time I'm in Montpelier, I'll make a stop by Hastings store.
You do that, and we'll be sure you get a nice fresh one.
On April 24th, we got word that the clock had stopped at precisely 8:46 a.m. when the flag finally fell through the ice. The winner of the 2013 Ice Out is Gary Clark of Barre, Vermont. I called him up. Congratulations, Gary.
Well, thank you very much. It's still in shock. Time to come down off the cloud and move on, I guess.
How did you make your guess? What kind of methods did you use for your prediction?
I've been playing the last few years, and this year I decided to splurge and bought 30 tickets, and I worked back from, say, May 1st, picking a time in each day. So that's about my scientific procedure.
So you cast a wide net?
Yes.
Now, Gary, if you don't mind my asking, how much is the purse?
Just under $5,000.
And what are you going to do with the money?
I'd probably donate some of it. I'm quite sure. And my wife knows about it, so she's entitled to some of it.
Thanks for joining us, Gary.
Well, thank you very much.
Huh. So Gary won $5,000. Maybe I will buy a ticket for next year. For Living on Earth, I'm Emmett Fitzgerald.